Paul says clearly to Timothy, have you thought of your eternity? Have you thought of heaven? In the past week, how often have we thought of our eternity? Not just in a general way, but in a way that is authentic and honest for yourself. Are we all making plans for that transition? Paul tells Timothy to pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, praise. These are the things that he has said, and it's a call to action. It's a call to do something, not just set back, which lends itself quite well to our gospel passage this evening, because it hits home to all of us and for all of us. We've all heard the story. We've all heard this gospel event, that of the rich man and Lazarus. They make some emphasis on a few things in the parable here, Jesus does. Purple. Those that would have heard this back then would know exactly what this is meaning. It's expensive to dye those garments purple. Is expensive. Linen had to be imported. And obviously, eating scrumptiously every day. Something, especially back in those days, wasn't something that many had experienced. And dare I say also, in this day and age, there are many that struggle for a daily meal. Now, we don't know much other about about the rich man. We don't know how he became rich. So it's not a matter that him being rich was because of ill gains or stealing money or oppressing the others. We don't know. We know that he was rich. And the same holds true for Lazarus. We know that he had afflictions. His health was not good. We also know that, obviously, that he was poor. He was a beggar. Even the dogs were involved in this passage. Not a pretty sight, I'm sure. Not at all a pretty sight. We don't know how he became in the condition that he was. See, back then, in a lot of cases, those who had health issues, those who were poor and everything, thoughts were that it may be something perhaps of the sins that they had committed or the sins of their parents. We don't know. So when we hear this story, this parable, we need to keep in mind the rich man who's looking as the bad guy, well, stop and think. He didn't do anything bad. He didn't kick Lazarus off to the curb. He didn't tell his servants to get him removed. He didn't do anything. And that's what is typically going to be said, is he didn't do anything. Then we hear the reverse roles when they both died. Lazarus is in the side, the bosom of Abraham. And the rich man is in the place of torment. And it's a matter that we hear said that, you know, obviously he's wanting something still for himself. Still for himself now. And then to forewarn his five brothers. And Abraham says that, you know, he's got Moses and the prophets. No, somebody from the dead thinking, let Lazarus go back. Abraham's telling him that even with that, they're not going to believe. Foreshadowing of a lot of different things that we can draw conclusions, right? One for sure in the very end of that parable is a matter of one coming back from the dead should surely convince them all to make straight their paths. And over 2,000 years, that's still a struggle, isn't it? So as we head into Confiteor tonight, as a reminder, the rich man didn't do anything wrong, but it's because he didn't do something that he should have. That's what it comes down to, obviously. He did not do. It's not a matter of looking over the checklist and saying, well, you know, I didn't murder anyone this past week. I didn't steal anything. You know, I didn't gossip. I didn't. No, it's a matter of when you drove past and somebody is having a sign, or somebody is hungry, or cold, or needs a visit. That's what Jesus' point is about. To do something. It's not a matter of not doing, thou shalt not. It's a matter of doing something. It's to be proactive. When Jesus was asked, what are the greatest of the commandments? He didn't start rattling off, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. Love God. Do it. Love God with everything. Love neighbor. So that's our challenge for tonight. It's a matter of reminders of heaven and how we should stay focused. A suggestion to be made, and some of you older folks would remember this especially, the doing of a morning offering, saying a short, brief prayer, a morning offering to get your focus straight. Now, this is before doing the Liturgy of the Hours or anything else in the morning, for those who do, or any other devotions, rosary, mass, or anything. But as soon as waking up, to take those few minutes to say with your heart a morning offering to God. That's our focus. Pursue righteousness as Paul would have said, as Paul has said. Let us keep our focus. And if I can segue for just a moment with the good religious and the consecrated, they have responded to God's call. As the bishop had said, there are various calls, and I firmly believe each and every one of us here has been given a calling from God, with no exceptions. Everyone. The thing is figuring out that call and to live it to the best of your ability. Jesus never said it was going to be worth it. Jesus never said it was going to be easy, but it was going to be worth it. Boy, did I get that messed up. Let me say that one more time. Jesus didn't say it was going to be easy, right? I'm sure every one of us could say, yeah, have we had challenges in our calling? Yeah, absolutely. But he did say it was worth it. And that's what we need to pursue. And in the case with the religious and the consecrated, dedicating their lives to doing something where so many do not. Helping those who are looking for the next meal because they're hungry. In the various soup kitchens throughout the world. Oh, this is just a sampling of the religious that are throughout the world. And we are truly grateful for all of you. And those that have come before you and those that will be after you. And I might want to add this, that yes, we certainly do need an increase of vocations to the priesthood. And we usually say that to the diaconate, but also to the religious life. This isn't a competition. It's a matter of responding to a call. And so I'd like to say, and especially to those who are listening and watching, perhaps you're receiving that call. Pursue it. Get with the religious and say, you know, I have some questions. And each one of these folks that are out here, I'm sure, would be happy to talk with you. They may not be their vocations or whatever directors, but I'm sure they'll put you in the right place to talk to whomever you need to. But thank you for all that you have done and continue to do for the poor, for the pregnant, for the outcasts, for those who need instruction to be taught, to be educated. Thank you for responding to God's call. And a challenge to all of us to remember to pursue, as Paul said, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith. Respond. Do something for the greater glory of God.